You gotta be sick or dead not to get excited for opening day, you know, no matter what city you're in.
I feel like this is a new season for us. We're playing an excellent team. We're opening up the NFL season with a home game.
It motivated me and gave me fuel through the whole offseason. You know, they won the championship, and, you know, they're the team to beat this year. So, you know, it motivated me. You know, I'm pretty sure it motivated my teammates throughout the whole offseason. So now it's a new season. I'm looking forward to a new Baltimore team and just getting out there and getting some action on Thursday.
Welcome back down to Dove Valley. We are finally so close to getting the 2013 regular season underway on Thursday night at 6:40 when the entire football world will be focused squarely on Denver, Colorado in the 2013 season opener between the Broncos and Baltimore Ravens. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. Time to get the season going. That means it's time to get the Elway Access podcast going again. We're going to be here all season long previewing each game throughout the entire season. John, good enough to share his time with us again. We really appreciate that. And John, I know right now with how much is surrounding this game and the excitement level down the hall, this is a really exciting time of year where finally you get to see all the work you and the coaching staff and the players have put in to see what it's going to look like finally when you take the field. And guess what? This week, it's against the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we work for. This is why we do all the work, and it's the exciting part of the year. Obviously, the opener is always huge, especially to be on the first Thursday night game and against the defending world champs. And so, I mean, this is what we work for, and it is. But there's a lot of pressure on us, too. I think this is a huge game for us to have these guys at home. It's important for us to come out and play well early.
I don't want to dredge up what's been a very long offseason, but when you get to finally play a game, those 60 minutes when that's all that matters, what's going on the field and trying to go out there and get that win, how does week one act as kind of a remedy, I guess, and now you get to just focus on now getting wins and losses and marching through this season?
Well, and that's a great point, the fact that it puts last year behind us. And so this, until you play a game, they're going to always want to talk about how the last year ended. And obviously with the disappointment playing the Ravens in the playoffs, and we all know what happened there. So this, by starting a new season, by kicking it off and starting this new season, now you're talking about this year, puts last year behind, and everyone can look forward.
Been talking about this since April when the schedule came out, the fact that the Broncos not only play the Ravens in week one, but get to host the opener here in your own building. Do you like that chance? Players this week have said that's great. You know, they embrace the opportunity to open the NFL season, and what a great test. It's the team right now that everyone's trying to beat.
It is, but I also looked at it as the fact that, we got to win home games. And
right.
That's always a key thing, and so especially when you open with home, it puts that much more pressure on that game. Plus, we're playing a great, the defending champions. And so, and we've got three out of the first four at home, so we got to get out of the chute fast and play well. And so I think that's more or less what I look for, and it's a great kickoff. Everyone always looks forward to the kickoff of the 19, of the new season, and for us to be in that game is a great thrill, but that makes it even more important for us to win it.
There's going to be a lot of things going on for fans leading up to kickoff, and as I said before, so much surrounding this game in terms of storylines. It just oozes with storylines, but once the ball gets kicked off, the first few series, what are you going to be looking for on the field that are going to kind of be tone setters for I know what you will hope will eventually lead to a Broncos win?
Well, I think that you always like to come out of the chute fast. We like to, do the best we can to get the crowd into it. Now, I don't think we're going to have to do a whole lot to get the crowd into it on the Thursday night here in Denver. And so they're going to be there. But I think if we can just keep that momentum and use that momentum and carry it forward and try to get out on top. I mean, that's always the thing, is to come out of the chute, play well, get that confidence on both sides of the ball, whether it be offense or defense, to get that momentum and hopefully get ahead.
Yeah, you may see whoever's out there on the kickoff probably running the fastest they've run since training camp started, because everyone will certainly be really amped up. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Plenty more. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome!
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
They replaced some really good players with another round of good players. So they brought some experience, they brought some athleticism, and really until you play them, you probably don't know them as well.
Well, I mean, I think they're still a tough football team, and a lot of guys out there flying around to the ball. Obviously, it's new faces, a lot of new faces and things like that, but they're still the same physical, tough football team that you got to play for all four quarters and be ready to go.
2013 is getting close. Broncos open the season against the Ravens with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. John, down in the locker room this week and outside talking to coordinators Jack Del Rio and Adam Gase and even Coach Fox, people were wondering with how much Baltimore has changed personnel-wise, looking at how you scheme for this team. No more Ray Lewis, no more Ed Reed. Dennis Pitta's hurt right now, but they still have what Peyton Manning said. They took a lot of good players and replaced them with a lot of good players, and they still have Joe Flacco and Ray Rice.
They do, and they're a talented team. And, they have turned a lot of guys over on the defensive side, but they're still very physical up front. They've added some guys, in the defensive line that, are going to help them. I mean, they got Chris Canty. Marcus Spears is going to start, I think, from what I understand, is Arthur Jones is not going to be playing, so therefore Marcus Spears will be in there. And so, I mean, I think that, they're good. The secondary linebackers have changed, especially the safeties. I don't think you're replacing Ed Reed. He was a guy that was, an all-pro every year, but also did so many different things back there to where he had such great instincts. You never really knew where he was. And so you can't replace a guy like that, but they've signed Huff, who's playing free safety for them, and going to do a good job. They're young. Their linebackers are young. Arthur Brown, who we liked in the draft that they got in the second round,
right,
comes in passing situations. That's a good athlete and can run. So, they don't have near the experience they had last year, but athletically, I think they're just as good.
With training camp now a little bit behind us, you were out there every day. What was different this year watching Peyton Manning work with Adam Gase now in his new role? But aside from that, watching him work his reps with the players around him this year compared to last year as this offense developed, matured, and started getting ready for week one, what did you notice that was different?
Well, I mean, I think that, if you look at the whole football team, there was a different air just because of the fact that, Jack Del Rio was going into a second year defensively, and so now we're working on the same system. So that the guys played in last year wasn't a new system that we had turned over for the last 7 years before Jack finally decided, until Jack's been the first guy in several years, say, as a defensive coordinator. So on the defensive side, there was a lot more continuity. So the base of where we were starting was much higher, and it was just improving playing within the defense, and the guys already knew the defense. Offensively, there weren't nearly as many questions, number one, about Peyton. Everyone was concerned last year how the neck was going to react and how he was going to be able to play, because coming off that year where he hadn't played, there was a lot of unknowns, and I think he answered all those questions last year. So offensively, again, it was just kind of honing what we were doing. Adam Gase came in as the new offensive coordinator, taking over from Mike McCoy, and had his own ideas and his new wrinkles, and he added those too. And then Greg Knapp coming in as the quarterback coach, to where he has some different ideas that, to me, has helped Brock, but also has helped Peyton. And so I think we just started at a much higher level than we did a year ago, and we're able to work off that. And so we'll hope that with being able to start at that high level, we can get off to a quicker start than we did last year in the first five games. After last year, first five games were 2-3, so hopefully we can get off to a quicker start than we did last year.
Right, and you've got Manny Ramirez, who's going to play at center. Luis Vasquez, who you brought in. A healthy Julius Thomas. Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball back there instead of last year Willis McGahee, who got a bulk of the reps. And let's see, who else is kind of – oh, yeah, Wes Welker, that's right. Finally, you get to see him come in and play a game that counts with Peyton and this group. There's some different parts there, and right now you're looking at – a lot of speed, more speed. Trent Holiday also playing with the wide receivers. And you're going to get your first look. Everyone's going to get their first look at what this team's going to look like when the lights are on.
Yeah, and I think that you hit it on the nose. I think Manny Ramirez coming in at center, he's going to be fine. He's going to do a great job. He's had a great camp. Luis Vasquez has helped us at the right guard situation because of number one, he's a very good football player, but number two, because of the injuries that we had this offseason, didn't know where everybody was going to be. Chris Cooper's making great progress. We don't know if he's going to be active for this game or not, but he's made tremendous progress with his ankle. And so offensive line-wise, and then getting Clady signed to a long-term deal has, you know, helped us. And knowing that he's going to be here until the end of his career, you know, gives that offensive line confidence. You look at the weapons, as you mentioned, Julius Thomas is a guy that's now, you know, we had high hopes for him 2 years ago as a rookie in training camp. Then he got hurt and, you know, is finally healthy again after a year and a half. And so we're seeing what he can do. And so, and then add Wes Welker in there with Demaryius Thomas and Decker and then the two young running backs. And there's a lot of weapons there. And so we'll see how we react to it. You know, first time under the lights other than preseason. You know, we got to be ready to go. And, you know, it's the first time that these guys will play four quarters too, you know. So we'll see how our conditioning has been. But, you know, especially with what we want to do on the offensive side, it's going to get tested.
Yeah, getting tested. Nothing like a great first test with the defending Super Bowl champion. You mentioned Ryan Clady, who was named a captain for the first time in his career. He's ready to go. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
We certainly know what a great athlete Elvis is, and what a playmaker he is. And so he's certainly a factor that we have to deal with.
Everybody already knew that, you know, before this week started, that about his suspension. So, you know, guys were ready to step up, you know, ready to take that next challenge to continue to, you know, make our defense a better defense. So Malik Jackson is taking his role, and also Sean Phillips is doing a good job too.
They play hard. And, you know, their offensive line, you know, they play to the whistle. So they have a good group. And obviously Flacco, you know, is a great quarterback. So we have to get after him and, you know, win on first and second down so we can get after him on third down. And, you know, just like any other game.
Back here at Dove Valley, that was Derek Wolfe, who is confident. He's ready to go. He can't wait to play. You remember, he suffered a scary injury against Seattle that night. He was able to fly home with the team. He's feeling good, and he will be just one of many who right now will get their first opportunity to see how they can replace some of the pressure that will be lost with the absence of Von Miller. John, right now, that Sean Phillips pickup looking great. Obviously, you loved it at the time, but having a veteran like Sean who can come in right away and understand what it means to get pressure out of the quarterback, you're going to see it from inside and outside, and corners who are more experienced now also. This is going to be a group effort, not just one person replacing what this team will have to replace, not having Von for 6 weeks.
Right, and there's another guy you don't replace. I mean, Von Miller's got that special talent, and obviously the 2 years that he's had here with us, and you look at the year he had last year, he's a tremendous football player, and so he will be missed. But as you said, we do have to figure out a way to pick up the slack. Sean Phillips has come in. He has great experience at 9.5 sacks last year. And really, he's taken over a leadership role on the defensive side, too, that has also helped tremendously. And so we'll have to lean on Sean quite a bit, but also pick it up from the younger guys, too. You know, Derek Wolfe, he had a tremendous year last year, and Robert Ayers has got to come in. And, you know, we relied on him when, you know, when Elvis went to Baltimore. We relied on Robert sticking, you know, to step up and be that starting right end and a guy that is going into his fourth year and hope that he blossoms. And so The tools are there. It's just a matter of we have to go make it happen. And I think, you know, I've got a great deal of confidence in Jack Del Rio and what he does on the defensive side. So he's going to get – he'll get our players in the best position to be successful.
We always talk about for how the game slows down, say for quarterbacks or running backs. You know, they can read a defense quicker, find a hole a little bit quicker. But for ends and for tackles, what's the change there, I guess, for a guy, say, like Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe, who now know what it's like to go through a full season and then some with the playoffs last year? Not only that, to know that they're their name's going to get called here early on in the season.
Well, and I think when you look at those guys, 1 year, I mean, you answer a lot of questions that rookie year, and I think that they have a lot of, you know, they know what to expect now. And as you mentioned, Malik made tremendous strides in training camp from last year. He probably made the biggest jump of anybody that we saw in training camp from where he was last year until where he is this year. And so he's made tremendous jump. So and Derek will come in, and again, he had a great year last year, and look for him to even have a better year. So, you know, it's just a matter of they know what to expect. I mean, when the lights are on, they know what to expect when the lights are on Thursday night, and they're not going to go in there as a bright-eyed rookie, but you know, a guy that's a second-year vet that knows what to expect.
What do you like about Duke Iheanacho and how he and Raheem have been communicating in the back? Do you like what you – it was fairly consistent all at camp, and anybody who came to training camp, they knew exactly who Duke was.
Well, and I think that Duke, the way he goes about his business, is a very serious – hard work and physical safety that you look for, and Duke has made those strides and has really had a great offseason. We saw what he could do during the preseason and won that starting job, and so you know, he's done a tremendous job. Raheem has worked his tail off and wants to put last year behind him, even though he did have a great year. Sure. I think one play kind of erased really the strides that Raheem made last year, so I still have great expectations for Raheem this year, and I think that he's going to have a great year. So we've got two really good young safeties that have performed very well, and you know, we expect them to, you know, both have great years.
Yeah, it's getting close. The lights will be on real soon. Thursday night, kickoff at 6:40. Broncos host the Ravens to open the 2013 regular season. We got one segment left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
John, a lot of players were asked this week if they still get butterflies to open a season. To no surprise, they said yes. Will you get some butterflies?
I'll get butterflies, yeah. But the thing is, you'd rather have those butterflies where the players have than what I have, because the ones I have don't go away. But when the ones that the players have, they go away eventually once you get into the game and start playing. But, that's the great thing about what we do in this game is the fact if you don't get butterflies and get nervous because of the unknown and the fact that you know, it's such an important game for us, then I think you're in the wrong business, because that's what makes this business so special, and the fact that, you know, we'll go out there for 3 hours on Thursday night and bust our tail, try to execute the best we can, and hopefully we put more points on the board than the other team does. And you know, there's just so many unknowns in that three-hour period that you do get nervous thinking about, you know, what to expect and what those unknowns are, and hopefully we react to those unknowns in a very positive manner.
Yeah, once the game kicks off, I know everyone will be thinking about what you touched on at the top of the show. It's a home game. First three out of four are home games. Broncos will be relying on their fans to help them as much as they can and get the season off to a fast start. Again, in case you haven't heard, Broncos open the season home against the Ravens on Thursday night. Again, everybody will be watching. Thanks so much for joining us. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access. We'll have another podcast next week.